Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And Week 5 of football is in the books. Time to get ready for Week 6. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to add to the excitement of Week 6, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He is Greg Pickle. Greg, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Jim. Another day closer to football. I can't wait to be back watching Penn State and getting to talk about all that good stuff. We have plenty to get to before kickoff this week.
Oh, definitely. Yes, it is. It's great that we actually are talking about the games coming up. And speaking of which, before we get into recruiting, as we typically do early in the show, we got some announcements on game times this week, starting with Indiana, correct?
Yes, that is correct, Jim. So the Hoosiers and Penn State are set for a 3:30 p.m. kickoff from Memorial Stadium in Bloomington on October 24. I think there was a fair amount of concern, Jim, from Penn State fans that they thought this game might get moved to Friday, because keep in mind the Big Ten does owe its TV partners some Friday night games this year. And so Penn State, I think there were some fans that worried this game might get moved to them. That won't be the case. Blue White Illustrated also reported that the Lions are not in line to play any Friday night games this fall. So yeah, Fox Sports 1 televises that. Penn State, Indiana, October 24, 3:30 p.m. Jim, it's just one more sign of how close we are to actually having football return at Penn State and the universities across the Big Ten.
Am I the only fan who would have actually liked a Friday night game?
No, I don't think you are. I do think a lot of people still like the idea of Fridays are for high school and Saturdays are for college. But, you know, the one thing I would have said about a Friday night game is, and it's not that it can't happen on Saturday too, but, you know, you're in a pretty good promotional spot on Friday night. Now, conversely, you also have a lot of kids who are playing high school football at the same time, so they don't get to watch you. But then again, there's more kids not playing this year who are top recruits than ever before because of the pandemic. So, yeah, I don't think it would have ended the world for Penn State to play that game on Friday, but I'm sure James Franklin is pretty pleased still that it's on a Saturday.
All right. Well, the other thing would be you play Friday night, it gives you an extra day of prep for Ohio State, but I guess James Franklin is more concerned about staying in his routine once the game's on Saturdays. That's fine. Any big deal about the game being at 3:30 instead of noon? Do you think that's good for Penn State? That sometimes it seems like they sleepwalk through some of those early starts on the road.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what, Jim. If they sleepwalk through any game this year, there's going to be a lot of questions to be asked, because you shouldn't be, you're only going to have 8 chances to play after maybe not getting to play, then getting to play, then not getting to play, then having the season back on. I mean, these guys should be jacked up for every single contest, no matter where it is, when it is, whether it's a Friday, a Saturday, at noon, 7:30, or somewhere in between. So I guess maybe the only thing 3:30 will allow them to do is some more travel flexibility if they want it. I really don't know how travel looks in the coronavirus age. I mean, I'm assuming that, you know, you can't pack guys onto a bus like you used to, or maybe take a smaller plane some places. I don't know if you're going to do that. So we'll see. I don't know how that all plays out. But yeah, maybe it allows them some more flexibility time and travel wise. But other than that, I don't see it as a major, a major change, you know, whether it be at noon or 3:30.
All right, let's get to the recruiting. Finally, some news on Derek Davis, the four-star safety out of Western Pennsylvania. He has set an announcement date, correct?
That's right, Jim. So obviously, Derek Davis Jr. is a guy we talked a lot about on this show over the last couple of weeks because he is Penn State's top remaining target. I think most of us know that, you know, the breakdown with him is that Penn State's kind of been seen as a team near the front of the pack for quite some time now, but he hasn't been ready to make a decision. I think he's one of these guys who was waiting as long as he could to see if visits would be allowed again. And now that they are officially not, and, you know, he has decided that November 14th is going to be the day he decides. So Pitt, Ohio State, Penn State, they're all in at LSU, Georgia, maybe Clemson too. I mean, this is a who's who recruitment because he's one of the top guys in the country. And it's just one Penn State has to win. And I hate the word, you know, I hate the word a must get or a recruitment that Penn State has to lock down. But I mean, let's be honest, they face a lot of adversity in this class, some of it within their control, most of it not. And so you got to basically fill the pieces the best you can at this point. And Derek Davis is about the best they can do. A super talented kid, a really good athlete who could play safety or linebacker at the next level. And he's a PA guy. And Penn State has not done all that well with those kids, especially at the top of the board in the last few cycles, a couple examples notwithstanding. But yeah, to me, Jim, you know, he was going to wait it out and now he's ready to just get it over with. And so I know that there's been some reports that, you know, I believe that is Whitfield Championship weekend, maybe, or something like that. So it could be fluid, but I'm thinking by the end of November, we'll know where he's going to go. And Penn State will have to fight hard to keep its lead in that recruitment until the very end.
Let's see, a Pennsylvania kid that Penn State's been in on for a very long time, the presumptive favorite. Where have I heard this story before?
How many times have you heard it before? I guess it's a bigger question, Jim.
Exactly. Way too often, and it's not ended well in this recruiting cycle. Hopefully this one will be a different one. We had a quote, I believe it's a couple weeks ago now, from Tyler Bowen, Penn State tight end coach, who said that Penn State has a chance to finish strong with the recruiting, especially after showcasing their new offense under Kurt Schrocka. How realistic is that? And are there any names popping up that we can look to?
Yeah, I really don't think so at this point, Jim. You know, there's a couple of guys that I think they'll keep a close eye on, but, you know, some of them are from Florida and some of them are national guys. And I think the big challenge Penn State faces in this conversation, Jim, is just simply the fact that, again, a lot of those guys that are going to you're going to wow with maybe a hot start to the year, maybe you beat Ohio State or whatever. A lot of those guys would still need to visit, you know, that would get them onto campus. And then you might be able to work your magic from there to land a commitment or a flip or what have you. And unfortunately, Penn State, again, is not going to be able to do that because of this dead period. So is it a possibility? Sure, anything's possible. It's recruiting, and it's recruiting in a pandemic, which makes it even more unpredictable in a lot of ways. But I would be hard-pressed to believe that they're going to see too many guys all of a sudden consider Penn State or commit to Penn State simply because of the fact that, you know, they get off to a hot start. I mean, would it certainly be a welcome sign for Penn State fans out there? Yeah, absolutely. But I just don't know how realistic it is at this point in time.
So to understand, right now, currently with the NCAA, the restrictions are no on-campus visits at least through the end of December, correct?
That's right. To at least January 1, 2021, which at that point in time, they could say, all right, go ahead and visit places again, or they could still keep that in place. It really just depends on how things shake out over the next couple of, you know, days and weeks here.
Well, they've been consistently pushing that date back, extending the restriction. So I would think the only hope would be, are there going to be players who say the early signing period in December, wait, maybe I won't sign then, hoping that they give me an opportunity to visit schools in January, then use the late signing period in February, correct?
Yeah, I could see it being a possibility that some guys hold off, but I think most will just say, you know what, it's unfortunate, but it is what it is, and I'm going to sign with the place that I've either been committed to or that I think I want to go to. And, you know, could it lead to more transfer portal entries down the road than we've seen in the past? Possibly, but, you know, this was supposed to be the year of the decommitment, Jim, and we've talked about it before. I just don't see it. I don't see it ramping up the way that we thought it would. And again, I think the biggest problem is going to be the visits. And will the period between January, the end of that typical dead period, which is like middle of the month, and then the last, remember, you have a couple of weeks there where guys can get on campus. You know, if they can make visits, then could that lead to some changes? Sure. But I would say it won't be as impactful as you would think, and probably won't change a whole lot for Penn State. In this cycle, maybe in the next cycle, it helps them get a lead on some guys who come to campus and really are impressed in the class of 2022. But I think the 2021 signee group is what it is at this point. And again, you can go after guys like Davis Jr. and some others and try to, get as many of those high profile guys that are on the board as you can, and hope to finish your class in a 16 to 19 range and maybe pick up some more four stars, or you know, I don't think a five stars out there, but more four stars and three stars, and see where the dust settles after that. But you know, I think this class just is what it is at this point, and it's not the end of the world. It's not the worst class that Penn State's ever signed, but there certainly was some hope for some other big name guys to be a part of this group. And as things stand right now, it's just not going to happen.
Speaking of stars, three-star versus four-star, besides the fact that it's a small class, it seemed that Penn State missed out on a lot of elite players. They'll tell you that these are players that they want. An example might be Liam Clifford, Sean Clifford's brother. He had a monster week a week ago where he had actually 300 yards receiving. Sports Illustrated has something they call their Freak of the Week, which Clifford got, and he plays at a school where they play elite teams, so it's not Little Sisters of the Poor that he was playing against. Could it be that we've underestimated a few of these players, and someone like Liam Clifford might be better than his current ranking?
Yeah, I certainly think that's a possibility. I mean, he's a guy that we've talked about before that maybe if, maybe if he was able to go to combines and camps this offseason, of course, a lot of those were canceled because of the pandemic. If he could have went to those things, maybe he sees his rating higher now than what it is. And maybe Nate Bruce is a guy who's like that, too. And a couple of these offensive linemen as well. So, yeah, I don't think that there's any question that there's some guys in this class that would be ranked higher than what they are if things were normal. But at the same time, there are also guys who are ranked where they are and are ranked highly because even though they couldn't attend these things, that some other guys need it for a rankings bump. We already know what they're made of and what kind of players they are. So you got to get some of those guys too, in addition to the ones who you think maybe are rated a little bit too lowly compared to where you would have them. So, yeah, I think it's definitely a mixture of both. Ultimately, at the end of the day, James Franklin doesn't feel like Penn State's got the job done in this class, and there's reason to believe that that's true. I also reason to believe that there still are some guys out there who could make this class better on signing day than it is right now.
All right, that is it for quarter number one. Stick around in quarter number two. We are going to get Greg's preview of the upcoming season, so stick with us.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and get in on all the football action. Use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.